Thank you, Mo. Thank you for giving me the floor. I'd like first to start regarding your references for the work-life balance provisions with regard to paternal and other leaves. So let me refer to Law 4808 of 2021, although already included in our report. Something should be further clarified. There are provisions with regard to paternity leave, a 14 days paternity leave by the employer for biological, adoptive, and foster fathers. We have recent data available from the Ergani information system, where all employers register their employees' data. For the year 2023, 14,557 male workers have received paternal leave. 6,504 employers have granted such leaves, which are on average 12.5 days out of the 14 days that I've just told you maximum. Furthermore, there's a parental leave provided for in law, which is equal to the minimum statutory salary, as well as a proportion of Christmas and Easter bonuses and of leave allowance, which is paid by the Public Employment Service. Also, this leave, in case of multiple birth, is paid for 2 months more. For single parents, they are entitled to double the duration of parental leave and the amount of the allowance as well. With regard to carers' leave, it's up to 5 days annually, although without pay. The entitlement of paid time off from work for the working parent or carer is up to 2 times a year for urgent family reasons. Also, the entitlement for any working parent of children up to 12 years of age or carer to request flexible working arrangements for caregiving purposes, such as, in particular, teleworking, flexible working hours, or part-time work. New entitlements for the equal treatment of working foster mothers of children up to 8 years of age with biological mothers. 7 working days of paid leave whenever they undergo medically assisted reproduction methods, and prohibition and invalidity of the termination of the contract of employment relationship of a working father by his employer was established for a period of 6 months after childbirth. Finally, by a circular from the Ministry of Labor, the clarifications were broadened, the scope was broadened of the leave for single-parent families from 6 to 8 working days per year with pay to working parents or third persons who have been assigned the exclusive childcare by court order and to working parents who have been assigned the exclusive custody of the child. Other legislative initiatives, current ones. By law 5043 of 2023, 1 day paid leave per year for a gynecological examination was also extended to female workers in the private sector, previously established for the public sector. 20-day paid leave without any condition was established in case of death of a child. Also, the special maternity protection leave and benefit was increased from 6 to 9 months. And there's the option established for the mother to transfer to the father a part of the special maternity protection leave and benefit up to 7 months. Finally, the entitlement to special maternity protection leave and benefit was extended to all insured persons who have received a maternity allowance from the Electronic National Social Insurance Institution. And this is extended to female lawyers with a paid mandate, freelancers, self-employed persons, and farmers. With regard to other policies, employment policies to address the issues of unemployment and low employment rate that you mentioned, let me refer to the National Strategy for Active Labor Market Policies 2022 to 2030. Which is a holistic strategic framework for the formulation and implementation of active labor market policies in Greece, and boosting employment and tackling unemployment, and enhancing the capacities, skills, and employability of the labor force, as well as at improving the current conditions within the labor market. It is structured around 4 strategic axes, the first of which is strategic axis 1, enhancing employment and tackling unemployment and long-term unemployment. The aforementioned axis incorporates specific measures for women who face a disproportionately higher unemployment rate than men. Also, may I refer to the National Strategy for Youth Employment 21-27 with a horizon of 2030, recognizes the need and promotes measures for the youth, also addressing the gender gap in youth employment. And a final reference to the Recovery and Resilience Facility significantly contribute to creating new jobs. According to the National Recovery and Resilience Plans, Greece 2.0, provision is made for the creation of 180,000 to 200,000 new quality jobs till 2026 solely through its own actions, and a permanent increase in real GDP by 6.9 percentage points. I will not refer to more horizontal measures with regard to minimum wage and seniority benefits that are also women are benefited from, and give more time to my colleague from the Public Employment Service to be specific with programs. Thank you.
Thank you.